Well, yesterday's announcement by the government of Israel, I guess, is that settlement building is resuming in some of the settlements that are within the Jerusalem municipal boundaries. Specifically, they talked about the neighborhoods/settlements of Har Choma, which the Palestinians call Jabal Abu Ghanim, and Ramot, one on the south side of the city, one on the north side of the city. These are considered by Israel not to be settlements, but neighborhoods of Jerusalem in the areas of East Jerusalem that were annexed by Israel in 1967 by international law. And, of course, as the Palestinians see it, there's no difference between these settlements and any other settlement anywhere in the West Bank. In terms of the larger picture, what this means for the Palestinians is that the Israelis are not moving forward with a renewal of a settlement building moratorium, which would enable bilateral direct negotiations to continue, as the Palestinians have demanded since the talks broke down. It's perhaps interesting also to note that the announcement came at the same time that Benjamin Netanyahu was in the United States speaking at a Jewish gathering of the Jewish community, 3,000 Jews in New Orleans. And today he'll be meeting with Secretary Clinton, who I'm sure will have some stiff words to say to him about the renewal of the settlement building. The person that from the U.S. government that Netanyahu met with yesterday was Vice President Biden, who, if you recall, the last time there was a settlement announcement in Jerusalem was, in fact, when Vice President Biden was visiting in Israel, and that led to the whole crisis that erupted between Israel and the United States that essentially led to the 10-month settlement freeze. The Israelis are saying that it won't make any difference to the permanent status agreement if Israel builds these additional houses in these two neighborhoods in Jerusalem, because from Israel's point of view, these neighborhoods will remain under Israeli sovereignty. These are part of the areas that will be annexed to Israel, and Israel has always stated, at least publicly, that there is no building freeze in Jerusalem because Jerusalem is Israel's capital and not part of the occupied territories. But nonetheless, during the 10-month settlement freeze, there were no new announcements of new building in Jerusalem. I think this is Israel digging in its heels and making the claim that we can move forward with negotiations and build settlements at the same time. And, of course, the Palestinians are digging in their heels saying, no, settlement building has to be frozen if we're going to have negotiations. Well, if the Americans are committed to moving the peace process forward, there are going to be very strong words between Clinton and Netanyahu. There have to be. The American position has been rather weak, at least the immediate response. There was the White House spokesperson who said that the U.S. is disappointed with the Israeli decision. Disappointed doesn't really cut much weight in terms of international negotiations. The question is the American administration willing to use some of its clout to get Israel to agree to a continuation of the settlement freeze? If not, we're going to see forward movement on a Palestinian agenda of unilateralism, of the Palestinians trying to assert their sovereignty wherever they can and getting international recognition for the creation of the State of Palestine during 2011, with agreement of Israel or without agreement.